Dolly Wells and Emily Mortimer have been friends for a long time. So how long have you two really known each other?
We've really known each other for about 35 years. Mm.
Yeah. We met when we were 25.
Yeah.
No, we met when we were four.
The two actresses and their friendship star in the show Doll and M. It features fictional but familiar versions of each. A successful Hollywood actress named Emily invites her childhood friend Dolly to come out to Hollywood to be her personal assistant after a bad breakup. The second season of Doll and M premieres tonight on HBO. So earlier this week, we had him in for a chat.
My name's Dolly Wells.
And my name is Emily Mortimer.
So we could spend the whole interview going through the ways you're really different from the TV versions of yourselves. But in kind of like broad strokes, I would say from what I know about you, Dolly, obviously your character on the show is you're kind of more uncertain of yourself. You're not a real actress, whereas in real life, you're a pretty accomplished performer.
Well, who knows? But in the show, I am single. I don't have any children. I've left a job working as a waitress. And the only really solid, important, loving thing in my life is my relationship with them.
And that's not true?
In real life, that's the only thing that's not true. We do not have a loving relationship.
And Emily, we know in real life, you are a star of the big and the little screen. What are the biggest ways in which you're different from the TV, Emily?
Oh my goodness. I don't have nits currently.
No lice problems.
No, although there have been deep lice problems in the past, but currently I'm free of nits. What else? I don't think I'm quite so.
Could answer this, but
go on. I think you might have to answer.
It's such a mean question to ask.
I can say I'm much nicer.
No, that's the truth. Well, what I feel proud of in us writing that character is that we made her be a lovable, sweet person, but who was also insecure and paranoid and a bit self-absorbed. And as a story, what's interesting is the fact that they don't confide in each other. So the things that happen could definitely happen to Em and I in real life. She would be able to say, I really hope I get this film, and I'd say, I really hope you get this film, and the same the other way around. We've got each other's best intentions in real life, whereas it wouldn't be quite so interesting to watch two people saying, no, I really think
I support
you should do
you
it.
God, whatever, you do.
Whatever you do, you must do it. Oh, that'd be so exciting. No, please.
Now, is it season two picks up with Doll and M, you two on the show. You're holed up in a lighthouse to write a play. And this just kind of gets my head spinning because you've written a TV show about versions of yourselves writing a play about versions of those versions of yourselves.
I know. It's Russian Dolls.
It's very meta. But I think that we didn't realize we were writing about our friendship really at all in the first season.
No.
We didn't think we were, I don't think. It wasn't till afterwards when everyone kept telling us that's what we'd done. And when we realized we'd called it Doll and M. So the second one became a kind of a riff on that feeling in a way. So it's taken to an extreme now. We've got
like a sort of crazy mirror or something.
Yeah.
You just keep saying
Hall of Mirrors.
Yeah, Hall of Mirrors that you see people playing us. Yeah, that it just goes on and on and on.
And we've got our entire family in this one where Dolly's husband plays my husband, Dolly's kids play my kids, my husband plays my fake husband. Oh. Both of our mothers are in it.
Your daughter, your
my
mother-in-law.
My daughter and mother-in-law are in it.
Frightened of catching nits
terrified me. Of catching nits.
Spoiler.
Our dog is in it even. I mean, everybody's in it.
Let's hear a bit from the new season. This is from the first episode. Here you two are getting settled in to the lighthouse where you've gone to write.
Hey, aren't you an actress?
Yes, I am. Yeah. We both are.
And playwrights now.
Smart. That's real smart.
Thank you.
And are you writing parts for yourselves?
Oh, absolutely. Broadway, here we come.
Real smart. I'm guessing it's tough to book a job now that you're older. I mean, I hear the aging process is harsh for actresses. Yeah. Am I right?
I'm guessing that might have been taken from real life.
Oh, no. It's very, very easy.
No one's
for women.
Ever
It's much
ever
easier
said
for
that.
Women. They always say just take a deep breath. And when you get to 45, everyone will want you to be the lead. But the only difficult thing is the men will be much, much
younger. More unattractive.
Yeah.
I mean, part of the joy of writing it is kind of outing all this stuff that can be depressing
terrifying.
But then when you make a joke of it, it sort of isn't.
Stops being so frightening. It's totally true. Em was very brave about that. I was sort of thinking, really? Do we just... But it is very liberating. Talk about all the things that make you laugh or bother you and then you can make funny. And Yeah, it makes things seem less frightening.
And the other thing that was a big theme in the first season and is still a theme in the second, although lesser or more complicated in a way, is jealousy. Such a human emotion, and one that we're all just so deeply embarrassed about, but we all feel all the time, and we feel it most often towards the people that we love most in the world and for whom, ironically, you want the best and you want their life to be wonderful and you just care passionately about them. But when their life is wonderful and when things go brilliantly well for them, of course, it inevitably makes you feel a bit sick. and there are things like that once you sort of say it and make a joke of it, it somehow just sort of less of a big deal.
Has the success of the show, has it made things weird in your life or between the two of you that everything's kind of like, oh, that's got to go in the show or you know,
no.
Made you super self-conscious?
No. There's moments like when you just said something like, in Doll and M, something, I still find it weird that it's called. I still get moments of being self-conscious
cringing.
About it. Cringing is the word. But no, I don't. Well, I can only speak for me. But because, as we say, we've been friends for so long, it's fantastically lucky that we got the chance to do this together. And we had written other things before, and we will write other things again that aren't Doll and M. So it's a chapter in our sort of friendship and our life and our... Because we've been friends forever, it was either going to work or it wasn't going to work. And if it wasn't going to work, that was going to be much easier together. And if it was going to work, that was going to be much more enjoyable together. So I don't think it has made it.
That's Dolly Wells and Emily Mortimer. Their second season of their wonderful show, Doll and M, premieres tonight on HBO. It's been great fun speaking with both of you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.